Good morning and happy Saturday, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron with Kicking Cancer Cares on KSLM Radio, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM. And we are so happy you guys joined us. We want to give a huge shout out to Odd Mo's Pizza, who is our sponsor of this first half. And he's been with us since the very beginning. So he's got things like chicken strips, boneless wings, cheesy garlic bread, potato poppers, three different fresh salads, JoJo's. They call them Mojo's.
Mojo's.
I like that. They've got all these different kind of pastas, and then their pizza is to die for. So you guys go check out Odd Mo's Pizza today. They even deliver.
Yes,
they deliver. And they've got water.
We have a wonderful guest with us, Matt Miller, and he is holding up the Mo H2O.
Mo H2O.
You need some Mo H2O.
Yeah, Mike has so many things.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Well, we have a room full of pink today.
Yes, we do.
And that will be playing into our story tremendously. But do you remember who was with us last week?
Yes, we had Dee Dee, we had Sarah, and we had Paul.
Yes.
We had a full house as well.
We had a full house last week, too.
Yes.
And Sarah came in from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And she's actually probably back in Minnesota by now. But It was just great to listen to her on the phone when she called in and to have her tell her story again.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing for me was really that whole finding purpose for your pain.
Yes.
That was such a great comment.
Dee Dee's really good at pulling at, she pulls the emotion out of you.
She pulled it out of me.
Me too. Every time she comes. She's an absolutely amazing, talented woman who has a lot of really good advice and words.
Yeah, yeah. There's one more update from last week.
Okay.
Last week was our first official YouTube show.
Yes, it was.
Which went to the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are having trouble finding it, it's called Kickin' Cancer Productions.
Okay.
And you'll see part one and part two of a show called Finding Purpose for Your Pain.
Perfect.
But in 2 days, we had 68 views.
Oh, wow. Hello, everybody.
Hello. And I'm just going to give a big shout out to Ashley, who is now our camera person on staff.
Yes. Thank you, Ashley.
So wonderful. And then I'm going to shift gears real quick to our book. Mm-hmm. I'm going to actually point to the camera now that we have a camera.
Yes.
Right. So this week's is cumin.
Okay.
And I was actually just asking Matt, because Matt does cook.
Oh, gosh.
But this
Best
isn't
cook
really
ever.
A, this really one you use a lot, is it?
No, not a whole lot for barbecue. That's definitely, cumin is used a lot more like Indian and some of that style of food.
A little different style of food.
Yeah.
But what I find intriguing is, this chili spice might help protect from getting cancer.
Really?
Okay. Directly from the magazine. Might help from getting cancer. Although research is far from conclusive, an animal study on spices, their anti-carcinogenic activity, that's a hard word to say, found that cumin ranks in the top 10.
Okay. Wow.
So just adding that to your food has that anti-cancer properties.
Okay.
Have you had food with cumin?
I feel like
are you a cumin fan?
I feel like, so I don't use like a regular taco seasoning meat when I do tacos.
Okay.
I kind of do my own, and I'm 99% sure that I add that as part of it.
Yeah.
So I believe that is in my spice rack. There's a few of them that I pull and use and for tacos, and that's one of them. I'm almost
well,
positive.
And like Matt just said, this is really popular with many of the Indian foods, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not really big in barbecue, but...
Right. No, not so much.
Well, for the listeners that didn't see this through our YouTube channel, Amanda always does take a picture of it.
Yes.
And if you would like to see a picture of what she's taking, I'm stalling so she can actually let you know how to get to that.
Yes, you would email me at amanda@kslm.news.
Yes. and then we always do an update. The update this week is actually from a guest that we had on a couple weeks ago. We had Mike Sebel was here, so was Jason Conrad.
Mm-hmm.
For the listeners that actually follow the basketball team here in town, last Sunday, like just less than a week ago, at halftime, they sang happy birthday to Jason. And I wasn't at the game. I couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard something happened during the third quarter. Well, Matt, you were at the game.
I was.
So what happened during the third quarter?
Yeah, so during the third quarter, Jason kind of became a little bit spacey, a little bit zoned out, and he was sitting next to Zach Stone, and all of a sudden he kind of almost looked like he snapped into it. For a brief second, he goes, John, and he turns and looks over at John Moore, and he just yells John's name.
So for the listeners who don't know, John is the physical therapist for the basketball team.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So there's a reason he looked and said John, because he's the physical therapist for the basketball team.
So he has some medical knowledge, and so he just yelled out for John. He did it twice, and then he collapsed. And Zach was able to mostly catch him as he got him down to the ground. And
it's like catching a tree. It's falling when you're 7 feet tall.
280 pounds, and you have Zach, who's, you know, like 5'8", 5'7".
We love Zach.
But he was like, he was heavy.
Oh, yeah.
But he was able to get him down to the ground safely without dropping him. And paramedics came. They took him to the hospital. They ruled out all the major things. So not a heart attack, not a stroke, not a blood clot. His electrolyte levels were good. His blood pressure was in the normal range. His blood sugar was good. So they don't know what really caused it to happen. But his body just went into full spasm shock mode. He quit breathing a couple of times. It was really scary in the moment.
Whoa.
But to watch the community just come around him, even at the game, and come around his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he left, the whole team gathered up in a circle and just started to pray for Jason.
Yeah.
And just to watch that community support. And he posted a video yesterday, and he said, "Hey, guys, I'm out. I'm doing better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the community." He went to greeters yesterday.
I saw that.
But he said, "I still have a lot of tests. I don't know what caused it.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well, that's gotta be
what's
scary.
Coming.
That's gonna be scary for Jason
yeah.
to go through that and not know what caused it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said, "I will see you at the May 10th game."
All right. Well, that's a scary but important update.
That is scary. It can almost be. I'm so glad that all of the big things were ruled out. But it's also terrifying when you don't have an answer either. But I guess that is kind of an answer. At least it's not the big things. But I'm glad he's still going to continue with testing.
Yeah. So I'm excited to still be able to walk alongside him and just be there to support him as he's getting his test done. So.
Absolutely.
So there's our update for today.
Okay, so I'm glad he's up and doing good.
Yeah. The biggest reason there's two reasons I wanted Matt to come in. It's been a while since Matt was on the show, but Matt came in a little over a year ago with Noah right before the grand opening. And back then, I was just getting to know Matt as a person, and you shared your why back then. Can you remind listeners the why you shared back then?
Yeah, so we were able to talk a little bit about my aunt, who is a double breast cancer survivor. And so she's, she's going on 14, 15 years now since her last battle.
Oh, wow.
And still surviving, still living, still thriving. Living back east in Ohio with her grandkids and her daughter and just loving life. And so that was my initial why. So it wasn't super close. She's one of my biological aunts. I didn't meet her until I was 23. And so she had already battled once before I met her and then battled a second time after I met her. And so that close relationship wasn't super close. It was more of a, yes, she's my aunt, but I've been a part
of that. But the kicking cancer message resonated.
But the kicking cancer message resonated deeply. And so even over the last year, listening to Baron share about kicking cancer and what they do and how it's not just for the person battling, but it's also for the people who are battling alongside the person.
Yes.
Creating a culture and an environment of community, not just for an individual, but for the family as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I resonated with that because I'm the family of the battling.
Yeah. Well, then a spot came open on the board for the activities director. And I had asked a couple different people for a variety of reasons. Their life just wasn't quite ready for that, which is fine. Because, you know, we ask a lot of our board. We have a very active board.
Right.
And we have a very cohesive board. So I always make sure the person I'm asking understands what they're committing to.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had people that just can't commit to that, which is fine, you know. But Matt was interested in being on the board. So we went through the whole process and the board interviewed him and gladly said yes, except something has changed in your life with your why. Your why is bigger now, isn't it?
My why is a lot bigger.
Tell us the bigger why now, Matt. Can you tell us the bigger why?
I can. So, as you guys can see on video, I have my grandma here today.
Yeah.
2.5 years ago, she moved into our home as for us to be her caretakers, along with her daughter. And the relationship we've been able to build and develop turned into me calling her grandma.
Okay.
And so I remember a couple Christmases ago, we gave her a necklace for Christmas, and it was just a heart, and it said the word grandma in it. And she said, "This is the first thing I've gotten that says grandma."
Wow.
And so it was super special to her that, that we felt that way about her. And so she brags, she tells everybody, "He's my adopted grandson."
That's a good role to have.
Good role to have. About 8 weeks ago, she was diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer. And it quickly progressed. So it's in both breasts. It was under her arm. And now it's spread throughout several parts of her body. And so my why grew a lot as far as now I take care of Betty, who is 99 years old.
99.
Yeah, 99. And on the 27th, she has made the decision that she doesn't want to end her life incoherent, non-responsive, not able to walk on her own, not able to take care of herself. And so she has opted for death with dignity.
We have listeners all over the world, and which is really amazing. But many people may not realize in Oregon what exactly is death with dignity.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit? What is death with dignity here in Oregon?
Yeah, so here in Oregon, death with dignity is the individual has the right to decide if they have a terminal illness or a disease or something that will cause just immense pain and discomfort to death. They can reach out to a doctor. They have to do two visits. The first visit is, why do you want to do it? And so she had to explain why she was ready, why she wanted to go through the process of death with dignity. And the doctor had to just really question her mental status. Are you able to do it? Are you physically capable? Because they have to administer the pills to themselves. And then the second appointment is 2 weeks later. They give you 2 weeks to think about it, to really, really be sure that that's the route you want to go.
Right.
And then the second appointment is the green light. Here's your prescription. Let us know when you're going to do it.
Right.
And so what they do is they give you a lethal dosage of morphine that goes under your tongue. It essentially causes your body to go into organ failure and you drift off. And so she has decided, instead of reaching that point, hospice is already involved. They said, you really need to think about having someone come into the home that can clean you up after you accident yourself. It can help you get to the bathroom, can help you shower, but you're going to essentially end up just being in bed all the time and not able to do anything. And she, I love her to death, but is a very proud woman. She worked two full-time jobs until 90.
Wow.
She didn't stop driving till 93, but she made the decision, I need to stop driving, even though she was capable.
Right.
But she said, I'm ready to give it up. She's now at that point where she said, I've lived a really good life. I'm ready to move on.
And today's the first Saturday in May. When is this event going to happen, Matt?
So we've set the date for Memorial Day, May 27th.
So it's just a few weeks away.
Just a few weeks away. We've already scheduled her celebration of life, which will be June 2nd.
Okay.
So it's coming quick. Because I know how her daughter is, and her daughter really personalizes a lot, I told her daughter she can't be the one to hand her mom the pills.
So who's going to have the pill?
So I'm going to be handing her the pill.
Wow.
So what I decided to do for that day is she loves listening to me sing. We did a little bit of that when we first walked in.
Right before we started recording.
And so after she takes the pill, I'm just going to sing all the way until she passes.
Okay.
And so that way she has this final mental clarity of her grandson singing to her before she passes.
How do you feel about doing all this, Matt?
It's going to be a tough day. It's going to be rough, but I know that I've been given broad shoulders for a reason. I know that I've been here, put on this earth for a reason, and that is to help people. And if this is something I can do that helps my grandma, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing, Amanda? Now you know why Matt's on the board. This is a radio. We can't have a big pause.
It's sad.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a hard, I honor you guys for what you're doing, and but it just, it her makes my heart hurt that you're going through what you're going through. But you are a strong woman, very strong woman, and I admire you.
Thank you.
You know,
I think I have some help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me if you feel, like it.
Okay.
What does Matt mean to you?
Oh, he's such a tremendous man. I told him at the home, no, good man. I hope that comes across as the way I wanted to. No, he doesn't. He's not silly or anything. And he sings beautifully.
Well, maybe as
he just means a lot to me.
He means a lot to all of us, Betty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Matt, maybe you can help us change the mood in here.
Yes.
Yeah.
As that moment happens, do you have the first song that you want to sing in your head already? Do you know what one you want to start with?
I don't know if I have the first song per se.
Well, I guess where I'm going with this is to help all of us kind of change the mood a little bit. Can you sing to us for a second,
Matt? Yeah. So I know one of the songs that my grandma loves, and I've sang it before at the house. Elvis sang it. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I say, would it be a sin? But I can't help falling in love with you.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was really beautiful.
I'm not sure if you changed the mood or not. And everyone that just tuned in, we are not a music station.
But we needed that.
We needed that, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us more about the Celebration of Life. So it'll be on the 2nd of June.
Yeah, so June 2nd, because I have so much space at the cafe, I said, let's just do it there.
Yeah.
I can cook some food. I can have people in my home, essentially.
Yeah.
And so we're planning it for 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So those who know us, those who know Betty, are all welcome to just come.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the service is going to look like. We did a celebration of life on her 95th birthday, and all her family came for that and did essentially a living funeral.
Okay.
Because they wanted to be able to express to her how much she meant to them.
Yeah.
So this is kind of that more farewell funeral, more of that farewell moment for all of us left.
Yeah.
To just say, we loved you and we loved the life you lived. We're actually just talking, this is really interesting. 1933. So she was born in 1924.
Okay.
In 1933, her mom and her, she was 9 years old, hopped on a cargo vessel and shipped from New York down through the Panama Canal and landed in Portland, Oregon,
which is
in where she has lived the rest of her life, for the most part, is in Portland.
Oh, wow.
But we were just talking about that on the way over here. And so she was like, I don't remember it. And so I started just asking her questions. And she was like, oh, yeah, I remember going through the canal. And I remember the ship going up and down and how fascinated I was. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I haven't thought about that in a long time. So we've had those conversations of how much life have you lived in 99 years and what have you seen?
Yeah.
And so it'd be really neat, even on the second, it'll be tough, but just to look back at all the things that she's done in 99 years of life, including serving with the USO and being a part of that program for the officers who were in World War II.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, one thing, I don't think I've told you this yet, but I had a Zoom call with a gentleman from Sydney, Australia, and his company is called Forever Stories. And we're going to start collaborating with him, and it creates a video so that you can tell a story of a family member who is passing away so that there's a forever story.
Okay.
And guess who the first forever story is going to be?
No way. Oh, how amazing.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
So Matt and I talked, it's like, if we're going to work with this gentleman, what better than have a board member work alongside me and him to make this collaboration work?
Yeah.
And the idea is that somebody in your family is going through what they're going through, and you use video, you use pictures, and he creates an amazing product that is then sold through Amazon.
Yeah.
And Kicking Cancer gets a little bit of the money that comes back from the sales of her story.
Okay, that's awesome.
And we're going to work alongside a guy from Sydney, Australia, doing forever stories.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. How cool to have
so,
your story.
So your story
in video.
Will be forever, Betty. Forever.
I love
this. It's interesting, too, that as I look back on our podcast, it was 3 years ago. It was 3 years ago. Podcast 5. Matt, this is podcast number 198.
Ooh. Wow.
But podcast number 5, if you remember, I told the story about my friend Jess, who helped me form the board back then, helped me form the organization. But before it was even an organization, I had used my sister as my motivation for these races, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to do the Spartan race with me, and so he needed somebody to be his motivation. His wife worked at a dental clinic, and one of their patients was 50, and she had been battling breast cancer for 10 years. And she was just tired of battling.
Mm-hmm.
And so she became his motivation. And he would send her a text like, day number 2 of training done. And she'd say, keep going, Jess. But they never met because of where she were at in her treatment.
Right.
So after we did the Spartan race, he finally went to her house and met her. That would have been about September of 2018. And her cancer had progressed, kind of like Betty's, and she had made that exact same decision to
okay,
do death
yeah.
with dignity.
Yeah.
That was podcast 5.
Okay.
And the unfortunate thing is the chemo for her had caused her ducts to stop working, so she couldn't swallow.
Yeah.
And you have to administer it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So she could not at that point do death with dignity.
Oh.
And Jess went over to her house, and it was just, it was November of 2018. He had gone over to her house, and hospice ready to move her from her little apartment to some other facility. And she looked at Jess, and she says, I want to pass away here. She wasn't married, no kids. Jess was literally, Jess and his wife were the only family she had. And Jess just put hands on her, and he said, it's okay to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away an hour later.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he basically gave her permission to go home, mm-hmm. right? And because she wanted to pass away in her own apartment, not at some hospice facility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so as Matt was telling me about this whole thing, it reminded me, and I went back and looked, and 3 years ago, we told a very similar story.
Yeah.
Not quite as emotional as today's. we've got about 2 minutes, Matt. There's something that you said during a chamber event recently about Kicking Cancer is the stories, mm-hmm. it is the people, but it's bigger than that. Can you quickly recap that in these last minute or two?
Yeah, so really kind of boiled down for me, like I stated at the beginning of this episode, Kicking Cancer wasn't just started. I mean, you started it to walk alongside your sister. But in doing so, it created a movement of people that started to walk alongside you. And what I've noticed even over the last 3 years, 2 years of being in business and really getting to know you, is watching the people who, yes, the family gathers alongside the member battling or the member dying who we are honoring, but the community of people who support Kicking Cancer come around the people who are left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And whether it's in celebration that the cancer was won or whether it's in mourning and support that the individual passed, they didn't do it alone.
They didn't die in vain.
They didn't die in vain. And it became a movement of people who just gathered together in community to support one another through the whole process.
Yeah.
Not just the cancer, but everything else involved. Mm-hmm. And that's what Kicking Cancer does.
And that's why the shirts that are red specifically for this show, say join the movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I didn't think we were going to start a movement, but we did.
Oh, you've got a movement.
It was different. So, for the reminder for the listeners, because we're almost out of time, please go to YouTube, subscribe to our channel. It is called Kicking Cancer Productions. And then share it, like it, help us get the video of this out. Plus, we have podcasts that you can listen to, too. So,
yes.
And once again, we have to thank Mike for being
here. Oh, my gosh, yes. Mike from Odmos Pizza is absolutely amazing, you guys. Go order yourself a pizza. I highly recommend the Green Monster on cauliflower crust. Add chicken. You'll thank me later. And do yourself a favor. Don't get off the couch. Just have it delivered straight to your door.
There
All right.
Go.
We'll be right back, you guys. Stay tuned.